Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, answering your colour and style questions again today. So, in my little selection of questions you've sent to me, let's have a look, see what's first. Diana's asked, how would you define a coloured neutral? So a coloured neutral is a neutral such as navy or khaki, you know, a greenish khaki, a camel. They are neutrals that come from colours. So they're just a greyed down version, or denim blue is also another coloured neutral. So they're a greyed down version of a colour. So they've got a green tinge, a blue tinge, a yellow tinge, orange tinge, depending on what colour they are made from. So really a coloured neutral is just a colour that we don't notice the colour so much anymore. So they become more background colours, and that's because we've got lots of grey added to them. So they become more background colours rather than being foreground colours where we see the turquoise blue rather than the denim blue, which is a softer version of the blue, or a navy blue, which is a very dark version. So a deep aubergine and a deep green, they can also be used as neutrals. So really they're just colours that have been greyed down or had a lot of black added to them, which takes away their obviousness of colour and makes them more of a background, like a backdrop for the other colours you are wearing. Now, Diana has a second part of her question, which is, can a low colour contrast person have a coloured neutral? Absolutely. There's no reason you can't wear coloured neutrals. Really, someone who has low colour contrast just doesn't want to wear a riot of colours at the same time. They just want to wear one or two colours at most at the same time. And if they're going to wear two colours, those colours should be more similar to each other. It should either be monochromatic. So monochromatic means one colour, mono meaning one, and chromatic meaning colour. So like shades of blue or shades of green or shades of burgundy, you know, they are all monochromatic. Or it could be analogous, where this is colours next to each other on the colour wheel, such as yellow with yellow-green or blue with teal. These are colours next to each other on the colour wheel, and they harmonise beautifully together and are very easy to wear together as well. So if we are thinking about putting outfits together, a low colour contrast person doesn't want to wear blue with pink with green with red. That's just too much colour going on. Instead, what they want to do is maybe choose a neutral, and they can choose a navy, a coloured neutral, or an olive green, whatever colour happens to, you know, float their boat, and then they just want to put one colour with it. So if I've got a navy, now they could do another shade of blue, or they could do a shade of teal. That's much more similar, but they can go further away as well, but just not too obviously, in the way that someone has a high colour contrast wants to wear multiple colours at the same time. They really want that riot of colours because it works really well with their natural appearance. So when we're thinking about, putting outfits together, it's really coming back to harmonizing with who we are and what we look like naturally. So it's all our own facial features, it's all our own coloring, all those sorts of elements are really important. This is why there's no set of strict rules that everybody should wear, let's say a color, a light, a dark, and a pattern, because that doesn't work for everybody. You really have to look at yourself and what works for you personally. So instead, what we want to do is think about if you've got a low colour contrast, not wearing lots and lots of colours at the same time, or patterns with lots of colours at the same time. You'll be better with a pattern with maybe it's just one colour or two colours in it. It could be a monochromatic pattern, shades of blue, shades of green, shades of brown. These are all monochromatic. Or it could be like a neutral, so you could have, it could be like, say, grey with one colour. It could be grey with pink, but it's not lots of colours at the same time. So absolutely you can wear a colour neutral or two if you want to, if you're a low colour contrast. Is it determined by colour contrast, value contrast, or palette? Everybody has coloured neutrals. They're just different from each other depending on the palette you have. So navy, so whatever version of navy you have in your palette That is a version of your color neutral. Many, all the warm palettes have like the soft kind of olivey, khaki greens. They are all a color neutral. All the warm palettes will have some sort of, you know, camely beige sort of color. That's also a color neutral. For the cool palettes, we'll see navy as a color neutral. We'll see the denim, the chambray as color neutrals. We'll also see, we might see a cool version of a khaki. It's a much more blued, blue down green, green gray. And we'll also see a rose beige. There'll be a pink-based beige rather than being a yellow-based beige. And even browns are a colored neutral because they're not black, white, or black or white or gray. So really, if we have strictly black, white, and gray are the only non-color. They're the achromatic colors. So A meaning without, chroma meaning color. So black, white, and gray are the achromatic colors. So every other neutral is actually a colored neutral. It's just then how you want to put it together with other things. The lower your color contrast, the more you might want to match and make it more similar. So imagine that brown will go very well with orange or yellow or red, which are actually more similar where they come from on the color wheel, versus if we, and you know, blue will go, if you've got a low color contrast, better with blues and greens because they're, or violets because they're closer to each other on the color wheel. The more we go across the color wheel to the oranges or the pinks, then we're starting to get into a higher color contrast, even with a colored neutral. So if you're someone though who like has toned down coloring but really enjoy a bit of color, often adding colored neutrals in makes it less obvious than adding lots of different colors together if you enjoy wearing more colors. So of course there's lots of different ways of going about it. Your value contrast is different. It's different to your color contrast. So they're two separate things, and I'll talk about value contrast on another day. So yeah, there we go, Diana. Hopefully that helps. Okay, next question. Janine says, I'm X-shaped with a long torso and short legs, which is pretty common. I like to wear my skirt high waisted, but it's knee length. It becomes one-to-one. So this is the thing, is knee length can be just at the top of the knees, on the knees, or below the knees. So you might want to look at what is your version of knee length, because as someone who has short legs, ideally your knee length is actually at the top of the knees, not below the knees. That's when you'll get that one-to-one proportion. So it's thinking about, you know, having it a bit shorter. Also, if you like a high-waisted skirt, if you tuck your top in, that's going to shorten up the top proportion, so the skirt will actually look longer. So you don't, it's going to take away from that one-to-one proportion. So do think about, you know, where do I end my tops? Because maybe if I'm wearing a high-waisted skirt, then I should tuck my tops in, because then that creates the top being the short proportion and the bottom being the longer proportion. If you are wearing a regular waisted skirt, then you could think about, well, the skirt definitely needs to be up to the knee, and maybe I wear the top out and that then creates an uneven proportion. So really what's important is thinking about just slightly uneven proportions. It doesn't have to be exactly, you know, one part to two parts. It's really thinking a little bit more about uneven proportions. Even doing things like adding a collar in can add a little bit more height to the proportion in the top half as well. But also, now if you like a midi skirt, so they're not your ideal length when you've got short legs, but if you put a pair of heels on, or wedges, so wedges are a great way of, you know, getting that extra leg length back without having to actually put a heel on, because there's some fairly flat wedges around. They're more flatforms than platforms, as they call them. So you can think about wearing a wedge. So a wedge heel just gives you what nature didn't give you in the legs, it gives you that back. So you could think about doing that. So just think about though that if a short-legged person, their skirts need to on the whole be shorter. So this is actually, your knee length is on the above the knee. That'll actually shorten that proportion down proportionally to your top length, and it should create that proportional balance for you. Nude flats with my skirts is another way. So not drawing attention. So if you, this is why I like a wedge, because you get a nude wedge, it gives you leg length back, or a nude flat, and then making sure you've got your skirt just above the knee rather than below the knee. And that'll actually create that proportional balance as well. Okay, last question for today. I recall you saying somewhere that a cool person could wear all the blues and purples and even the warm versions. And is there an equivalent person for the warms? So what you'll notice is when we think about cool and warm, there's two ways of thinking about them. We have the overtone of cool and warm. So this comes from whether the color is related to warm things, what we identify as things that are warm, such as the sun and fire. So yellows, oranges, reds, all those, we see those as warm colors because we associate those colors with hot things. Then we have the blues, the greens, the violets, which we associate with cool things, such as water and deep forests, those sorts of things. So they are seen as cool. So that is the overtone. It's the actual color you see. They will describe them as warm and cool. Then we have the undertone of the color. So this is how we make the color, what goes into the color. And so when we're thinking about the undertone of the color, we're thinking about what has been added to that color to warm it up or cool it down. So when we think about a blue, if I want to warm a blue up, I need to put a little touch of yellow into it to take it away from just being a cool, cool blue. So that means that warm people can wear some blues. It's not that warm people can't, they only can wear yellows, oranges and reds, poor people, you know, and cool people can only wear, you know, greens, blues and violets. That would be kind of sad. So really we're just thinking about what we can, how we can make it. So both black and white are cool. So the more black or white we add to some colors, so a color like yellow, we cool it down. So we have to add a lot of white. You can't add much black to yellow, it becomes mucky. But we can add a lot of white and then we get a cooler yellow. But still, yellow, being that it's the basis of all warm colors, is essentially a warm color. Just as blue, which is the basis of all cool colors, is essentially cool. So you'll find that cool people can wear much more of a range of the, you know, the blues, green, you know, the blues, cool, you know, teals and violets. And warm people can wear many more of the yellows. They can pretty much wear all the yellows, but you'll notice that in a cool palette, there is never an orange. And that's because it doesn't matter how much white or black we add to orange, it's not cool. It just doesn't cool down. So therefore, warm people or the cool people don't get orange in the way that, you know, the warm people can't wear all the violets and all the blues. So it's, we each miss out. We miss out on the, you know, the yellow greens, the yellow oranges, the oranges, the, you know, red oranges. All the cool people miss out on that entire range of colors. We get the blue reds and the very cool down yellows with a lot of white in them, but we don't get much else from that side of the color wheel. And we get the cooler greens, so the blue greens. So of course, the warm people don't get as many colors from the cool side of the overtone of the color wheel. So they get less blues, but they still get some blues, and they get less violets, but they get the red violets because those violets are being warmed up by using red. So there we go. So we each don't get some of the color wheel, but we each get a pretty good selection of most of the colors in the rainbow. So we can, you know, we can enjoy many colors no matter if we are warm or cool. So there we go. They're my questions for today. Please do leave me your questions or email me your questions if you would like me to answer them in an upcoming video, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.